الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allahu yubarak fikum, that it comes on the authority of Abu Dharr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as it is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, that he said, anna unasan min ashabi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu lin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed a group of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to him, dhahaba ahl ad-duthuri bil ujur يُسَلُّونَ كَمَا نُسَلِّي وَيَسُومُونَ كَمَا نَسُومُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. They said to the Messenger of Allah that indeed those that have wealth, meaning amongst the Muslims, they have attained blessings over us. They pray as we pray, and they fast as we fast, but then they also give sadaqah from their wealth, from the best of their wealth. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مَا تَصَدَّقُونَ. The Messenger of Allah, he said that indeed has not Allah given you what you can also give in sadaqah? إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلِّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلِّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلِّ تَحْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَأَمْرٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٍ وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٍ. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Messenger of Allah, he said, has Allah not given you what you can also give in sadaqah? So every time you do tasbih, you say subhanallah, in that is sadaqah. Every time you say takbir or Allahu Akbar, in that is sadaqah. Every time you say alhamdulillah, in that is sadaqah. Every time you say la ilaha illallah, in that is sadaqah. Ordering that which is good is sadaqah. Forbidding that which is evil is sadaqah. Fulfilling your desires in lawful means, your sexual desires in lawful means is sadaqah. The companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, أَيَأْتِ أَهَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجَرٌ They said, O Messenger of Allah, one of us fulfills our desires. One of us fulfills our sexual desires and we get rewarded for that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ وَزَرٌ Do you see that if one of them was to fulfill those desires in unlawful means, in a manner which was haram, would there be sin upon them? فَكَذَٰلِكَ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجَرٌ So in the likeness of that, if someone fulfills their desires in means that are halal, he has in that a reward. There are many lessons, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to learn from this hadith. But we want to specifically benefit from those mentioned by our Shaykh, Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala. So he writes and he says, أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحرص الناس على كل خير وأسبقهم إلى كل خير Indeed, the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم they were the most diligent of people upon seeking out good. And they used to precede everyone upon seeking out good. يتنافسون في الأعمال الصالحة وَيُحِبُّ بَعْضُهُمْ أَنْ يَلْحِقَ فِي الْأَجْرِ بِمَنْ سَبَقَهُ مِنْهُمْ They, barakallahu fikum, they used to compete with each other in seeking out righteous good actions. And they would love to pass someone who had preceded them in these righteous actions. وَلِهَذَا ذَكَرَ جَمَاعَةٌ مِّنْ فُقَرَاءِ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُشَارِكَتَهُمْ لِلْأَغْنِيَاءِ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ And for this reason, a group of the poor from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they mentioned how they are with the أغْنِيَاء or they are with the rich in praying and in fasting. وَكَوْنُ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ تَمَيَّزُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ بِفُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ But the rich are better than them. Why? Because they give sadaqah from the best of their wealth. And this is wealth that of course they did not have. Or they would also give sadaqah from it. وَقَدْ أَرْشَدَهُمُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ هُنَاكَ أَنْوَاءً مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ يَقْدِرُ وَالْفُقَرَاءُ عَلَى الْإِتْيَانِ بِهَا So the Messenger of Allah, he guided them. And he said to them that indeed there is a type of sadaqah that even the poor can give. كَالْأَذْكَارِ وَالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَلَى الْمُنْكَرِ Such as making dhikr, making tasbih, and takbir, and tahmid, and tahleel, and ordering what is good, and forbidding what is evil. All of this is sadaqah. All of this is sadaqah. We learn from this hadith. الصدقات التي أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الفقراء إلى الإتيان بها تنقسم إلى قسمين. That now the Messenger of Allah, the type of sadaqa, the Messenger of Allah, he told the poor from amongst the Sahaba to give. And this is a religion for everyone. This religion is for everyone. The men and the women, the older and the young, the black and the white, the rich and the poor. And indeed, the religion has in it a'mal as-salihah, actions that are befitting for everyone. So you may find from amongst the people those who are forgiving and it is easy for them to give.
in worship from their wealth while others spend their time, while others spend their strength. For this reason, actions in Islam are mutanawwi'ah. They are of different categories. You can give from your wealth. You can give from your time. You can give from your strength. You can give from your children. There is different types of actions and different types of acts of worship. So this sadaqah that the Messenger of Allah mentioned to the Sahaba, it is of two types. قِسْمٌ يَقْتَسِرُ نَفْعُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. So you have that type whose benefit is specific to the person doing it. Such as tasbih, takbir, tahmid, tahleel. This only benefits you. But when you say it, it is sadaqah that you are spending upon yourself. It is charity that you are spending upon yourself. The second, وَكِسْمٌ يَتَعَدَّاهُمْ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِمْ يَكُونُ نَفْعُهُ لَهُمْ وَلِغَيْرِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Then you have that second category. And that is the category that you have benefit for yourself and you have benefit for others. For example, the ordering of what is good, the forbidding of what is evil, and the fulfilling of your own bodily desires. We benefit from this hadith. أَنَّمَا يَأْتِيهِ الْإِنسَانُ مِنَ الْمُبَاهَاتِ أَلَّتِي فِيهَا حَظٌ لِلنَّفْسِ تَكُونُ قُرْبَةً بِالنِّيَّةِ الصَّالِحَةِ. If someone is doing something which is allowed, but you have a good intention in that. For example, someone is eating, but his intention in eating his food is to gain energy for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they should gain energy to spend in obedience to Allah Jalla wa Ala, then by that intention, that action, you are rewarded for that action. You are rewarded for that action even though it is only mubah. It is only something which is allowed and it is not wajib. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. How do we benefit from this hadith? And how do we apply it to our own lives and the lives of our families and our communities? The Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, they would be forthcoming in doing righteous good deeds. They will compete with each other in doing good deeds with the brothers move up so the people coming in have room to sit down. جزاكم الله خيرا. Sadaqah is not only that which you give from your wealth. Charity is not only that which you give from your wealth. Even though that is the asal. But rather, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also charity. Making dhikr of Allah jalla wa ala with tasbih and tahleel and tahmeed and takbir is charity. Ordering that which is good and forbidding that which is evil is charity. Fulfilling your desires is a charity. الْحَثُّ عَلَى التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّحْلِيلِ وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. That one should make dhikr of Allah. He should do tasbih and tahmeed and tahleel and takbir. And that is the Muslim doing sadaqah upon his own self. He is giving in charity upon his own self. أَنَّ مَنْ عَجَزَ عَنْ فِعْلِ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الطَّاعَاتِ لِعَدْمِ قُدْرَتِهِ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّهُ يُكَفِّرْ مِنَ الطَّاعَاتِ الَّتِي يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهَا. If someone is not capable of doing a certain action, then he should increase in other actions to make up for what he cannot do in other actions. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor, from amongst the Sahaba, they were not capable of giving sadaqah. They had no money to give sadaqah. So the Messenger of Allah advised them, with increase in al-dhikr, and ordering that which is good, and forbidding that which is evil, because they could not give in sadaqah from their wealth. الحث على الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وأنه صدقة من المسلم على نفسه وعلى غيره. That the Muslim, he should order that which is good and he should forbid that which is evil. And this in itself is sadaqah from the Muslim upon himself and upon other than him. And that when a person, أن قضاء الإنسان شهوته بنية صالحة يَقُونُ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَعَلَى زَوْجَتِهِ. That indeed, when a person, he fulfills his sexual desires, in means that are lawful and halal, that this is a sadaqah upon himself. It is a sadaqah upon his companion. Or it is a sadaqah upon herself and upon her husband. Lastly, we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that when something is not clear to them, they would ask a question to the alim. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentions fulfilling your desires and that being a sadaqah, and that was not clear to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you find them returning to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and seeking clarification. These, my dear brothers and sisters, are some of the benefits mentioned in this hadith of Abu Dharr, collected by Imam Muslim. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to give us tawfiq to apply the lessons learned therein in our own lives and the lives of our families and our communities. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وإقامة الصلاة.